We're holding here, I think, Amud Tzadik Dalet. There's Daldar Hanista we're going to skip. It's real the Nista. And then Pirish Aleph and Pazik Vav. Altirunish and Ishkachairis. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Pirish. Altirunish and Ishkachar Me'oid. Ishkachairis means intensely dark. Veshne Tevois Shachar and Chairis. Kichairis who are Shachar Shabakunker and Shafursat as Nidapeg Beis. So really, the Gemara has different maris and so on. He points out the Magia that Choras is not the darkest, but the Gerson and some of the other Kisiyadis is Shchar Choras together. Shachar Choras is the darkest, and that does make sense, so we'll leave it at that. She says, Zafasni Hashemesh Pirush, Ani Eini Kemi Yemi Voldi. El Hashemesh Shazafasni. I'm not... I wasn't born dark. The sun burnt me. Even though I am shocher, but I'm still better than you because you have it genetically. I have it, just as a cosmetic thing. Because you're quite not attractive. So who do you think he'll marry if he gets rid of me? Veshiva Kushis Oisi Yikach me. Amr la Malka Shoytis. Anish Chayim Hashem's Vishor. Yigarish Oisi Vyikach Oisach. Shachayim Yom Voltech. I want to add a knetch. It doesn't say it, but I think it's merumis, or it's definitely within the context of this. A person who is born shachar has whatever daga yoifi they have. A person who's been sunburnt is not yofen any such imagination. In other words, basher hu sham, looking at somebody who's shachar meleda, or somebody that became hushchar, certainly the one who became hushchar is uglier because it doesn't fit him. It's not his natural color. He looks burnt. He does not look his natural self. People go tanning, I don't know, but Akoponim, burnt, a sunburn is not nice. So the kush is tiny to her. Right now, you look a lot uglier than I do. So he's going to drop you and marry me. So the Malka answered, yes, but by me it's a mum oiver totally. By you, whatever is always there. It's just like Lamashal, if you have somebody who's a shaita and he acts like a shaita and so on. So that's not, it's ugly. If you have somebody who is Adam Chashev, Adam Chacham, whatever it is, and he drinks, and he begins acting stupid, that's much more, that's much worse than the person that's a shaita. A shaita is shaita, but to see somebody who's a tzuris nichbad acting like a shaita, at that point is acting like a shaita, is it's much worse. Masha Einkein when he's, but once, this one can become sober, this one can't become sober. There's a saying they say over Churchill had a certain woman aristocrat that he would always trade bobs with. So he told her once, he was shikha, he told her once that she's ugly. So she said, I think you're drunk, Churchill. So he said, yes, but tomorrow I'll be sober. Mm-hmm. In other words, so Klal Yisrael's taina to klapi the world is, yes, when Klal Yisrael does things that are bad, they're uglier than Umasailam. It's pasnished a lot worse than Umasailam. But the difference is, it's a mumayva. It could be a mumayva. B'nei iman nichnubi pirush ayedeyam anishchayra. The reason why I'm shchayra is because I become part of their mitzvahs. Ki samuni nater sakramim karmish l'loy natarte. They've made me... they've incorporated me into their kramim, and I have not had a chance to be oisik in my kerem. Pirush kim hoisi natera es karmishu samach lebeis oisir shabibeis atavalei hashemesh. had I been osuk in my kerem, I would never have gotten sunburned. Aval achshav shenetera kameyev v'tshat rachik mibesi, v'ani yoshim echutz l'chein bo alai shemesh, shesof shosvoisi l'kachan ishchera. So all this is the pshat is adab. It's my hizdapkus with umas hoylam, which requires me to be far afield from who I am and what I ought to be, that creates this shachrus in me. Ba'inyan shezei yadua she'ein mazal liyisroel kmo shekasuv b'megillah. Ach heim ru'uyim vo'isat zon shemokrim heim oin la'ad ha'shamayim u'kshe yordan yordan ad la'ofra v'chol ha'mazalos heim negdim liyisroel v'shek eshav nashram ayin sham. So the shemesh always is meramis to a mahalach tivi in the world. So anything that has to do with shemesh is that type of inyan. The mazolas are around the shemesh. In other words, mazolas are the stellar backdrop for the sun at any particular time of the year. That's its mazel. In other words, you superimpose the sun where it's midday against the backdrop of which of the stars that would be there, and that's the mazolas. So mazolas shayich to the mareches hashemesh. Klal Yisrael is be'etzem has no mokum whatsoever in that mareches. Klal Yisrael does very poorly when they have to deal with teva. And that's why we're small, persecuted, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Nothing in this world goes for us. We only manage chutz derech hateva. So bid derech hateva, we are inferior to the other nations. Bid derech hateva, we're superior. Let's take a look. He brings on the bottom of a big chunk from the guy, and it's kedai to look at Marshall. Also, it brings good... 458. Umazu mishula offa mishula kerchavim. Shein yordan yordan ad offa, shein oilay nad kerchavim. We build the kunezer tikkun vav. So the goyin says over there in his beard to tikkun zaya. Va'inyan ki kol umaz palchi kerchvaya yesh le mazel kifia kerchavim. Umaz oilam worship kerchavim, and their mazel waxes and wanes with kerchavim. I don't think he means because they worship them, the Kacham don't have any koyach, but the point is they belong to that world of kolchos, of mazalos, and therefore they're taller in them. Ava Yisrael, kishein moinen lelevana ein lemazal, lechein shein yordan yordan ad ofa, ukshoin lo ein lakacham, vashkacha protis shulamayla min amazal. Lechein begolusa, Sierra Knesset Yisrael Aniya Umehatka Bein Ragle Umos. So in Golos, Klal Yisrael is poor, and it's hangs on to the feet of Umos Oilom. Bechein Asira who begal Gatachn Tachas Kulam Veilo Mashem Kabelas Behen. So the Levana also is bottom rung. The Levana gets only Ha'ara from other Gufais. O Kumoya Nachnu Hatamtis Mumos. The Gemara says, it's a famous Gemara over there where I think it's where he saw the daughter of Nakdim Ben Gurion shoveling dirt. Bisman she'isr tzeir shemakom el kol umavun losha shalatis behem, ubisman she'isr tzeir shemakom moisim ber umeshvela, loy ber umeshvela, ela biyad behem tanja umeshvela. So it's a little bit the Gemara as such sort of sticks out. I mean, Ashrechem Yisrael that when things are good, you're very 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 good, but there's a second half. So the Mashal says he brings it to the Mashal because Mashal levaya, om Ashrech mashneat stodim. It's both sides. Ki kol umavum yesh asar mazel b'shemayim, mashen ki misol shein lo shum mazel. Avem chelek Hashem amor ki yakev chevel nachlosay. Val kein kesh oisim etzonim lemalim kulum asasarem, kosh kosav habet ha'shemayimah, Shedorshu shehoitzes Avram achutzel ma'alem kol tzva shemayim. Dein habotem ulmal lamata. Avok she'eino yisem ritzoyin akash baruch mesal shenosem mem. En shfeilem v'nivze kol umas sheshem sar mazel. Yisrael ein sar mazel. So, b'meila, it's part of our luck, part of our ashreichem, that our fortune, that when we don't do good, we have no way to survive as a stam umma. So it means we'll always have to become Am Hashem, because we don't have another mitzias. Had we had a survival mitzias as a regular umma, the chas v'shalom, we could get stuck in that mode. But since there is no such mitzias, we're going to have to, be davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. Okay, achim ruim b'tzon Hashem akim oil l'shamayim sheyod yod l'afav v'chol ha-mazol zem negin Yisrael. So all mazolas do not carry any good for Yisrael. So a mazol Yisrael could be interpreted as meaning Chaisel has no makom in mazolas. Mazolas don't do anything good for Klal Yisrael. Ki ha-mazol imar shavon l'yuli v'lo yezer Yisrael ba'olam. V'chol ha-mazolas zem boi min ha-shemesh. V'shkos ha-pe'eshayin. This is, like I explained, mazolas are the at night the sky is full of different constellations of the stars. You superimpose where the sun is every day because the sun has the sun goes from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. It also goes from Tzofen to Dorim as the year goes, and you could trace a path of the sun against the backdrop of the moon of the stars. And the male mazolus, the mazolus comes from Shemesh, Mashkosa Pesh Yoina, Ein Sham. Vizer Sham al Tuunish and Shachiris, the oil hagolus, Shizafasne, a Shemesh Pesh, Sheboilai Machma, Shekola mazolus negdimli, the Roin of Abitala Masa Jati Lamato, Shizifalos, Mashasafu Ein. So he learns Shizafasne is a little bit of a different type. So the word over here, it means I'm the object of everybody's stare. Everybody is looking at me. What happened to him, to her? B'nei ime nichrubi pirish. She'ovi kachov mazolus gormuli sheyuchla shemesh lovaylai. By kachov mazolus nikram b'nei imi. She'aguf in aretz v'neshem nikas chalakai mimal okay nikar aretz ein. Meshkos amru orim yotzas bet imi varm ashuv shama. So you always look at the guf, when you're telling to the person's pnimius or chitzanius, the guf comes from the offer. Like it says, HaKadosh Baruch created, it created from the offer. So when a person is born, they're born from the aim. That's where they're born. The av had put in a certain nekuda, but that's not obvious, and that's hidden. And that's similar to the neshama HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a person. So b'nei imi means we relate to the umas olam as b'nei imi, but not b'nei avi. Avi is the ruchnistik chelik. The final arts, but ayin shama shkasavno b'perik Yeshaya. You can take a look at that also. Very briefly, take it from the bottom in footnote 471. He says, V'chein nikra shemayim aviv, shemayim hu sherish neshmosai, v'eretz imoim shum shu aguf men anoylad. Which comes from army atzasim ibet imo ashev shama. V'chein yikor yisrael achim, and yikor yisrael mishoyash echad. Avla umo, shesherish neshmosai ein asham yisrael, ben ashev anam aguf, shekol aguf heim aretz, v'chein nikrim b'nei imi, shem am yisrael b'nei echad, avloi min av echad. So the nekuda of neshama of whatever yichud of Yisrael, that's miyuchud to bnei to Klal Yisrael, which is bnei avi also, and bnei imi is umasolam. We have common the guf and so on. Olakachi says Yisrael im achim kinishas Yisrael chelko kaimimau. So we're achim from the av also because our neshama is of a similar nature. He brings it first speech, a little bit of different variation. There's a kach yisrael him achim, kim gam kim min haaretz, av nishmosu misitra achra, So just something, yes, it's going back to Naimi. If I would watch my own kramim, So he's saying like this. Let's explain this a little bit. The Klal Yisrael, if in the living in the Beis Hamikdash, and the type the life when they had a Beis Hamikdash was much less physical, much less tiviistic than it is now. It's something where the reason why there's rain is because they do what they're supposed to do. All the things that happen in a much more kosher Rebbeinu Shalom and much less tiviistic. So if we were to be tending our own orchard, our own vineyard, we wouldn't have this problem, because in that world, we're not so kosher with teva. Teva affects us much less. But since you've taken us, you've schlepped us into your world, it's your son, it's your mahalchim, that are being mashpia lera on me, they're involving me in a world of teva, which is detrimental to my health. That's more or less what he's saying over here.
So Rebbe, there's, if I'm following properly, it seems that there's two parts to this pasuk. Al turin she'ne shacharas, shafasni hashemesh b'nei imi. Shafasni hashemesh. So that, first of all, sounds almost exactly like the prior pasuk that we're saying that you might think that I'm ugly in this way, but there's an excuse. Okay, it's temporary, or the other pasuk was saying on the inside I'm beautiful.
Right.
Is that redundant, or is that maybe even saiser? Am I dirty inside and outside, and it's temporary, or am I dirty on the outside and on the inside I'm still beautiful? Is there a comment?
Yes, it's by putting the two things together and explaining mipnimiyusi I'm naki. Whatever you see, so why do I look chitzonis? What is it that has affected me so deeply chitzonistic? The answer is that I've sunk into a world with Shemesh. I've sunk into a world that has a lot of hashpah, negative hashpah, and this is where I've been getting it from. So it's sort of reinforced. They're going hand in hand. It's like I'm saying, be'etzem, mitzad my genes, I'm 100% Peseder, and it's good. If you see me, if I do seem to be not Peseder, it's because of reason A or B or C.
So
complimenting the statement I've made.
Because in Pasuk Hey, it sounded like, I have this chesaron,
right.
but it's superficial. Chesaron is superficial, and it's going to come. It's going to return to the old glory at some point.
Right.
I mean, it sounded like it is really a taina, and now in Pasuk Vav, it sounds like he's turning it into some sort of excuse, like it's your fault. It's only from the shemesh. Is that
right.
The case?
But it's adding a snake like mechatesa. I'm black. You're black. So mechatesa. Well, where did it come from? So I'm explaining that it came because be'etzem I have a shechus to your world. In other words, it's because I'm in a world of Shemesh, which is your world. The difference is that I'm temporary resident in your world, and you're there permanently. So I am shaykh to, I have the chesronos you have, but not from inside out, but from outside in. You're be'etzim b'nei shemesh. I'm b'nei levana, who happened to have gotten stuck in the sun.
So Shchirin in his pasuk he and pasuk zvav talking to the same person. Is it the same?
Yeah. It's kilu. I understand it's kilu. Klal Yisrael is answering back to Umos HaOlam. It seems to be some sort of fikuach. They have an Umos HaOlam, and this is sort of a rebuttal of some sort.
Not only is it superficial, even the superficiality is only because I'm out of my element.
Exactly.
That's something that's temporary.
Right.
That once I get to my own karam, then it's not going to pass.
And he's explaining where the superficiality, you know, the Khuri look the same. So I need to explain where there's makom for this to come from a superficial place. That's the husband.
And do I deserve this? Meaning, is it an excuse, or I'm saying I deserve it, but it's going to pass? Is it because I was put in this other element against my will, or is this something that I, you know, unfortunately, I fell, and I'm going to come out of it at some point in the future?
He's saying that. Yeah, he's saying that.
Right, because in Pasuk Hey, it makes it sound very clear that, you know, that this is what I've done. I've only done the mitzvahs, you know, I've only done the mitzvahs in a chitonious way, which is a start. And then in Pasuk Vav, it's not really getting so much into the mitzvahs and, you know, in that aspect, but okay.
Yeah, but now, there's another point here today to point out. He says, Ki beis ha-migdash ha-ikum ha-isukah u-migin ha-yisrol min ha-mazolais. So the Klal Yisrael is a Megan. Chazal speak about it, that they built, that they made Beis HaMikdash, and it was Megan Aleihem. The Musig, I mean, it's called a Sukkah stuff, but in Nefalas, a Sukkah is minimally, it's Megan and so on. In other words, it's almost the opposite to her that we have. We have the hair that a sukkah is there to leave our duras keva, and we come into a world of arai, and it builds our trust in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on, which it's certainly true. But the way he's learning it up, over the way he's explaining it, it's almost the opposite. Be'emes, I'm a person that should be dovek na Kadosh Baruch Hu, and my matzav should be tied to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is the Umos HaOlam. It is the world of Teva that is mafkia my tzura from it. So it's not the pshat that I need. It's not the pshat that I need to reach out into a new world and a higher world of Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to get out of the world of Shemesh that I've been made part of. That's really, I mean, chamsim ruba. It's also ruba chamsim is the minimum shear for sukkah in terms of schach. Okay. Vav al tirunish neishcha chayres. Omra vim toima mikom or koima chutz chayra ni ubezet avazi. But al kapan, right now I look pretty ugly, and you're going to humiliate me with this. Well, is that omra? So it's kind of mixing, blending both kindness together, similar to what we said. It's saying, first of all, don't look at me like that, because inside it, it's not. And even right now, there's an akuta premius that still hasn't been affected.
Okay, so
and Nochem Apuach Meish. But let's talk a little bit about this point also. When I say that they haven't touched, when I say that the etzem am lovan, so let's go back to the example we gave. Imagine a person take is normally is lovan, but he became shachar totally because of the sun. So I say I still remain lovan in some nekuda. Where? How? So the way we understand it today, the person's DNA is still has the instructions for making white pigment or lack of pigment. So there has to be all of this Torah that I'm be'etzem this, not that, means that somewhere within me, I have an akuda etz beseder. Lamashal, I'll always have a ratzon for toiv, things of that nature. Without that, then I did change. I did become something else. All the Torah, to say that I was born is wonderful, but if I change, Lamashal, let's say a rock that was put down was square, and somebody went and rounded it out, the rock can't say I'm be'etzem a square rock. And then the fact that I'm round is because somebody rounded it out. And that's nonsense, because a rock has no shaykh to what it was before. And in the middle, all I have is whatever's in front of me. Here I have something which has a metzius nemius, which I can, I have to say that even right now, there's a nekuda there that's still white. That the kud is the inside of it, however you'll explain that, what a Rashi will use, but that's a chreach to have such a metzias. Or else, you know, the Maral says a gevaldik avar. He says by the mitzvah, says if they would be shakua in Memtesh Shair Tuma, the Shair Nun, they wouldn't have been a gula. So yes, but like the Shmuel who promised. So how can it not be a gula? So the Maral says, The Geula means taking out one nation from another nation. So Klal Yisrael is subjugated by the Mitzrim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, he takes them out of the Mitzrim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu never made Avtocha to create a new Ummah called Klal Yisrael. So if Klal Yisrael still has a knaj of Atzmius, there's still some that defines it as is in a kuda, so it's possible to regurgle them from Mitzrayim. But if their outside and inside have changed, then there's no hope for them. Because what am I being goyled? I mean, they're Mitzrim. It's psychologically, emotionally, they're Mitzrim. You know, there was no Yisrael B'Shechot in those days, whatever it was, that wasn't the Mahalach. So therefore, Bal Korchot, there had to be something still there so that I could call that the Atzmius versus the Chitzonius. Let's say the Moshe person says he's Be'etzem Kasim. That's his Mida. Let's say a person succeeds and nothing gets him angry, then he's no longer a Kasim. I can't say I'm Be'etzem Kasim. I can say I was a Kasim, but if I was able to change that, it's no longer me. So Klal Yisrael is saying we still have that Nekuda with us of being of being shayach to this world that we're talking about. So when you test a current pierce chrom shacherim,
Rabbi, could I just have a second? I need to get a charger to plug in my phone. Sure, sure. 2 seconds.
Out of charge, everything stops. So,
okay, should be good now. Okay.
Okay. Shemun yotes akramim pirish kramim shacherim ve'en li bayis miyuchol liyos di mach semista negeshemota mach maskarmish li lantati ilo lantati kamshi v'yisetzi v'basik da kol akramim asmuch v'basim So this he brought before, now he's explaining a nimshal. A bria, that's that. There's no need for them to produce or anything like it. L'chein ha'kechav ma'azolos mistagdin on ke'mazi sol. We don't have that metzias. Shalpi ma'azolos avram ena moilid. Achei b'yas ha'kech b'chom ma'ana ma'azolos. V'am le'tzim et ha'nil sholcha u'dreich kuchvaya. L'chein kishin oylin oylin ad'mal amerikia k'mo shama b'avram ha'beit ha'shemayma v'ein ha'botem ad'mal l'mata. U'kshe yod yod ad la'offer But now that I'm exposed to the sun, so shezafasti means like shezafasta hayin means that to behold the sun beheld me. After the hefet l'chein shchirani. Okay, the af zoyis be'ima nichu b'shem us, same thing like said before, nichu be'ima lag ne'av, k'vissad nishmosim imusam k'revel on a klau, k'nishmosim nechelek al-kayim imal, v'nishmosim nishmayim b'k'rechavim, ha'mitzar ha'guf ha'bomenoretz, him achim lona v'shavim, k'vishkama v'nasodim la'oretz, jitna guf, ha'shem esparak v'nishama, k'vishkama v'sha'oretz nekris aim, or me'atzasi mi'bet, and imi v'orim ashev shama, v'lachin ekorim achim ina'av. Okay, so basically what it means here is what has ruined us, and this is fascinating, there always was a cry that we should be like the Musaylam, because they're Matzliach and so on, but they can be Matzliach with their Mahalach, we can never be Matzliach with their Mahalach. So whenever we get into their Mahalchim, we are always running the problem. That's the because the Masa'ulam harnessed my brains and heart for their inyanim, therefore I got burned from it. I don't have a metzias in their mahalchim. Okay, I'll have to hold it here. A quick question, I think.
No, I think it's good okay. For now. I need, yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Fine. Thank you very much, Rabbi. Okay. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good night. Good night, Father.
Take care.